Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, October 21st, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Early voting in Georgia reaches a record high. Home sales falling to a historic low. More businesses flee San Francisco. A new report names the most intoxicated towns in America. Also ahead, update listeners sound off, but first, turnout from Georgia's first week of early voting, setting a record for a midterm election. The Peach State passed an election integrity bill in 2021. President Biden dubbed the new law Jim Crow on steroids. Why? Because it requires an ID to vote, and the progressives don't like that. Despite the data, the record-breaking early voting, Stacey Abrams claims people are still being turned away from the polls. They're not. The U.S. housing market reaching a historic low in September. Real estate agents blame stagnant sales on inflation, surging mortgage rates, and construction problems. More than 60,000 purchase agreements have been canceled. Mortgages up 10%, monthly payments up 50% compared to last year. Economists believe there is a 100% chance the U.S. will fall into a recession within the next 12 months. More businesses closing stores in San Francisco. At least 20 national chains have shuttered locations in the Bay Area since January, all because of out-of-control crime. Retailers leaving the city include Starbucks, Walgreens, Trader Joe's, CVS, Walmart, IKEA, Dunkin' Donuts. According to police, criminals in San Francisco steal more than $8 million of merchandise every month because they are not prosecuted in San Francisco. A report from the World Population Review ranks the most intoxicated places in the USA. Towns are judged by daily alcohol consumption, drug arrests, pot sales, and overdose deaths. Here are the top five. Lincoln, Nebraska, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Fargo, North Dakota, Ames, Iowa, number one, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Folks there drink 50% more booze than the national average. All I can think of is these places are really chilly in the winter. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. First letter comes from Albuquerque, New Mexico, James. The interview with Joe Biden at the ice cream shop in Oregon, where he says the economy is strong as hell, assures we the people 100% that he is only getting the message the people in charge of him are giving him. I see it a little bit differently, James. I believe that Joe Biden lives in a delusional world. Truly. Truly lives in a delusional world. Yes, he's told what to say. Yes, he often says it, but he believes it. That's delusional. Deborah, Jacksonville, Florida. Joe Biden has a long history of lying, but his recent untruths may be something different. One of the symptoms of dementia is confabulation or false memories. Neither is a good option for the president. That's an interesting point, false memories. I had a mother who, before she died, was not rational. She had a lot of mental problems. She wasn't diagnosed with dementia, but she didn't have the false memories. Once in a while, she'd snap back, and she couldn't remember anything short-term, but she did have long-term. So, interesting. David in Long, South Carolina. Is it unrealistic to believe if Congress and the Senate go Republican, they will be able to force President Biden to open the pipeline? No, they're not going to be able to force him. It's an executive order. So Biden, first day in office, said any pipeline on federal land is shut down. Drilling for oil on federal land, shut down. Congress cannot overturn that. Jeff Hudson, Ohio, during the Trump administration, the USA was energy independent. The cost of energy was much lower. Is there anything that can be done about the Biden energy policies if Republicans win the House and Senate? Well, it can be bills passed, but the president may veto them. You know, our system is checks and balances here, and that's a good thing. And finally, Kevin from Sacramento, California. Bill, through this election cycle, the one highly critical element I'm not hearing is what could occur in the Supreme Court should Democrats hold the Senate. Should a justice pass or retire, leaving the final vote to a gang of Democrats, that might tip the balance of the court. No, that wouldn't happen, Kevin, because it's 5-3 now. There are only three progressives on the court. So if another one is appointed, and that would be a long shot, because I think the Republicans will take the Senate. But if they don't, and another Supreme Court justice is appointed that is progressive, they'd still be in the minority by one. Anyway, I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. If you would like more news, analysis, honest, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. You know, if you go to BillO'Reilly.com, you'll be very pleased you did. And I also hope you consider my book, Killing the Legends. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 110 years ago this week, Theodore Roosevelt was shot before a campaign event in Wisconsin. Despite the wound, Tough Teddy delivered his speech with the bullet still lodged in his rib cage. Here's the story. Roosevelt served as the 26th President of the United States from 1901 to 1909. On October 14, 1912, Teddy was stumping across the country hoping to win a third term. As he arrived in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a man rushed forward, shot him point blank in the chest with a .38 caliber pistol. Amazingly, the bullet failed to kill the former president. Teddy was saved by a spare set of glasses and a bundle of papers in his breast pocket. The assailant, a delusional 36-year-old bartender named John Schrank, was immediately taken into custody. The Rough Rider refused to cancel his campaign event. Roosevelt informed the crowd of the shooting, opening his jacket to reveal a blood-soaked shirt. Said Teddy, quote, "I don't think any of you know this, but I've just been shot. It takes more than one bullet to kill a moose. The bullet is in me now, so I can't make a very long speech, but I will try my best," unquote. While the incident galvanized the public, it was not enough to save Teddy Roosevelt's campaign. He ultimately lost to Democrat Woodrow Wilson in a landslide, 435 electoral votes to 88. With his presidential ambitions over, Roosevelt launched a series of scientific expeditions into the jungles of South America, the Amazon. He returned to the USA in 1914, died 5 years later from a blood clot at the age of 60. And here is something else you might not know. The gunman behind the assassination attempt blamed the entire shooting on a ghost. The crazy bartender said the spirit of assassinated President William McKinley directed him to kill Roosevelt. The guy was committed to a mental hospital and remained there until his death in 1943. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.